Whoever can bounce the most chips into their glass wins, Jerry said. Caleb turned to me. Well? I hesitated. Don't think you can do it? He asked. All right, let's play. I can't seem to beat him at poker, so maybe I could win this. The guys at the table threw in their chips for the bet and settled back to watch. Caleb picked up a chip and bounced it, landing it perfectly in the glass. I slid a sideward glance at him. Have I just been hustled? No, he said with a smile. I'm just lucky. I bounced a chip, which sailed over Jerry's head. Clink, Caleb made another shot. I carefully aimed my shot and bounced the chip so it wouldn't fly off the table. This time it landed in Quiet Mike's glass with a splash. Does that count? I asked. Everyone shook their heads. No. Clink, Caleb made another shot. A woman sauntered into the room. I knew of her, but had never met her in person. Caterina Carvona was one of the few women to play high stakes in the boys' club. She didn't take any crap from them. It was rumored she and Caleb had dated for a while. What's this? She asked. She pushed back her long dark hair. Her dark eyes rested on Caleb. Don't interrupt, Cat, Jerry said. It's just getting good. Her eyes were still on Caleb. What are the stakes? His Porsche or a weekend with Nadia, Jerry said. Caterina smirked. Didn't you already try that with me, Caleb? Only I was smart enough not to get hustled. My spine flashed ice. I straightened to glare at Caleb, who narrowed his eyes at Caterina. She laughed at him and threw back her hair. Son of a bitch, I said. You hustled me. I picked up my remaining chips, tossing them haphazardly at the glass in the middle of the table. They hit the table, bounced, and then scattered. There, you won. Nadia, you don't understand, Caleb said. I snatched my purse and marched out the door. Nadia, wait, Caleb ran after me. I ignored him. He grabbed my arm, swinging me around. Please hear me out. You hustled me, and now you want me to hear you out? It's not so bad I was hustled, but the fact that you did the same thing with Caterina makes me queasy. Just let me go. You got what you wanted. I didn't get what I wanted. I wanted you to be mine because you wanted to be, not because you were hustled. You wanted to win me, and you did. Not like this, he said, pressing a ticket in my hand. One glance at the ticket and I knew it was from the valet. What's this? My Porsche. It's yours. This is your guilt talking. I lost the bet because of my own stupidity. I'm not taking your car to make you feel better about the situation. I shoved the ticket into his front jeans pocket and turned to march away. Damn it, he growled. He grabbed at my shoulder, swinging me around to face him again. You frustrate the hell out of me. I opened my mouth to reply, but he swooped down, kissing me hard. He held me in a tight embrace. I momentarily weakened, but pushed him back before I fell under his spell. Leave me alone, I said, and stomped away. He let me go and didn't follow me. My shoulders slumped. I made my way to the front of the building to hail a taxi to go home. I had to dress for the show. Stupid show. Stupid Caleb. Remy was outside with the limo. You need a lift? Thanks, Remy, but I can just catch a taxi. Grayson said I should give you a ride. He thought you might need one. Why would he say that? Remy's phone buzzed. He scanned the text message. Hang with me for a moment. Grayson is on his way to a meeting. We'll be passing your place anyway. I don't think it's a good idea. How is it not a good idea? You'll save money and ride in a limo. Plus, Grayson will keep you company so you don't feel like you're riding in a hearse. That's the problem. I don't know Grayson. I spilled a drink on him and then I bumped into him at the charity event. That's it. Plus, when he's near me, my insides turn to mush. I was already a swirling emotional concoction from my encounter with Caleb. I didn't need Grayson adding fuel to the potency. Grayson walked out the front door. Jason Biggs followed closely on his heels, chirping in his ear about the upcoming meeting. Steffi jogged behind, taking notes. Grayson registered me and smiled. His eyes softened and his smile was sincere. Damn if he wasn't wearing a suit that fit him perfectly, making him too close to heaven. Remy opened the limo door and ushered me in before I could protest. Grayson followed, with Jason shouting a few final words before Remy closed the door, leaving Grayson and I alone.